This is the government role, regulator's role to control the banking industry in the country. But when it comes to offering the services to the individuals, institutions, organization, or government even, technology plays a very important role, and you are aware that technology has played a very important role in development of banking sector. The IT revolution has a great impact on the Indian banking system. The use of computers in the banking sectors in India has increased many folds after the economic liberalization in 1991. Since I am experiencing the banking scenario right from 1977 till date, because I have worked in the public sector banks, new generation private sector bank, old generation, but subsequently changed it to the new generation private sector bank, I have observed that technology is the only reason why the banking sector is developed much. And I experienced that. In nationalized banks, if you take into consideration large number of customers, large number of borrowers, large number of depositors, but there is no system as such. That is why small branches were opened at different location, manual book entry, you have to write by hand, you have to deposit the checks, you have to process it manually, you have to put the total by hand. You should be well expert, the banker should be well expert. But now, when the technology is developed, the systems, CBS, core banking platform, which was offered by the IT industry to the banking sector, which has dramatically, I can say more than 100% changed the life history of the banking in our country. The RBI set up a number of committees to define and coordinate the banking technology. Due to this, the total number of automated teller machines, ATMs, where ATMs were there earlier in our country? No, it started only after 1999 to 2000. And thereafter, it is mushroomed like that. Like anywhere, if you go, at least 3-4 ATMs, you will get it easily. So, to set up the ATM, without going to the bank, you can withdraw the cash. And that is the highest number now in our country, that the ATMs are spread. No need to have the branch over there. They can very well survive to their customer service to their customers. So, for that purpose of ATM, security and all other things needs to be seen. The fraud should not be taken. Unwanted people should not withdraw the money from somebody's account using the plastic card, that is ATM card and all. So all this safeguard needs to be taken, and the RBI nominated the committee. The recommendation of the committee was taken into place, and at the end of 2012, if you see June 2012, total number of ATMs in the country are 99,218. This is a good number. Now, expansion of banking infrastructure. Infrastructure is a requirement. Without infrastructure, you cannot function. So, it may consist of various technology platforms, then ATM machines, proper place for the sitting, electricity, security arrangement, allowing entry to the people in certain areas, cash vaults, all these things comes into the infrastructure. These are the basic requirements, or tailors, particularly you say. So as to facilitate these kind of services to the people, the government has taken the initiative and to extend the banking reach to those outside the format of the banking system, government and Reserve Bank of India are taking various initiatives from time to time. Opening of the bank branches. This is one, I have told that in certain areas there are no banks, in certain areas there is no place to open the branches. For example, Kerala, thickly populated state. There is no place for opening even putting the ATM, because land area is very small and n number of branches, and people from there are the NRIs. Most of the people, every household is having at least one person is NRI. So, like that, when it is happening like this, the government has to take now concentration of the banking only in that area. What happens to Assam, Guwahati, Dibrugarh, those areas? This is hilly area. Physically carrying the cash to that area, distance to be covered, while transporting certain securities. So, all these are having the challenges. So, under this, bank has to take some initiative as to provide the security guard. The proper security is required to be provided. Once this security is provided, then peacefully the things are required to that unbanked area can be migrated very easily. That is the reason why there is unequal distribution of the bank's branches in the country. Government has issued a detailed strategy. Whenever any bank approaches them for opening the new branches in particular area, government has issued certain guidelines, and RBI was asked to issue the guidelines for opening the new branches by any type of bank. It may be state bank group, or it may be public sector bank, or it may be private sector bank, or it may be cooperative bank. Government has issued the detailed strategy and the guidelines for financial inclusion in October 2011. This is something new. Financial inclusion. That means there is no bank branch, but by appointing certain agencies over there who can act on behalf of the bank, and they provide the banking services over there. In 2011, this particular norm came into the existence, or this particular category came into the existence, advising banks to open the branches in all habitations of 5,000 or more population in underbanked districts, and 10,000 or more population on other districts. So, likewise, when it is happening that these banks are functioning, there is no banks, then they have made it compulsory that with some 5,000 population, there should be one bank. For 10,000 or more population in other districts, there should be also banks. Each household to have at least one bank account. You may see, even current Prime Minister, they have also said, Prime Minister Jan Dhan Yojana. What is happening in this? Banks are compulsorily made to open the account without any balance with their branches. The aim is each person should have a bank account. At least each household should have one bank account in any of the bank. By virtue of that, this concept of household banking came into existence, ensuring that the greater financial inclusion and increasing the outreach of the banking sector. Because of these guidelines, this government has already initiated. But politically, the Prime Minister of the country has also decided, and he wanted to have, each household should have one bank account. Use of services of intermediaries in providing the financial and banking requirement or banking services through the use of business facilitators, popularly known as BFs, business facilitators and business correspondents. These two models came into the existence after the government of India decided to spread the banking network in unbanked areas. Business correspondents, what is the business correspondent? Business correspondents are the retail agents which are engaged by the banks who are providing the banking services at the location which are other than the bank branch or ATM. That means the business correspondent are the people or the organization who act on behalf of the bank, where that particular bank doesn't have any branch, or they do not have even an ATM, but still people's need of the banking is getting fulfilled by the initiative of these banks under the banking correspondent model. Banking correspondents are, or the banking correspondent agents, represents the bank concern and enable the bank to expand the outreach, offer limited range of the banking services like opening up the account, depositing funds into the account, withdrawal from the account, then and there he can handhold the money. Like these services are these services they are offering to the general public. By doing so, there will be a low cost. There is no cost to the bank also, but services are also they can very well offer. Particularly where setting up of the brick and mortar branch is not viable. Even if you try to open, or any bank try to open the branch over there, bank's branch should have a sufficient business to run the show. Because whatever profits after doing giving the banking services that particular branch will gain, that will be 100% utilized only for making available services like premises rent, electricity, vehicles or transportation for the employees, their salaries, cost of the employees. Nothing is gaining. Instead of that, it's always better that government has decided that always better to have the banking correspondent model. And that is why this banking correspondent model came into existence. Another initiative that government and Reserve Bank of India has taken is the Swabhiman campaign. What is meant by the Swabhiman campaign? Under the Swabhiman, the financial inclusion campaign is launched, which is in February 2011, and banks had provided the banking facilities by March 2020 to over 74,000 of habitations having population in excess of 2,000 using the various models and technologies, including the branchless banking through the business correspondent agents or business correspondent model. Setting up of ultra small branches, that is USBs. USBs are set up at the instances of the government. It is due to the need of close supervision and mentoring of business correspondent agent by the respective bank, and to ensure that the range of banking services are available to the resident of such a village, ultra small branches are being set up in all villages covered through the business correspondent agents under the financial inclusion. A USB, that is ultra small branches, would comprises a small area, 100 square feet. It's a very small area, 100 square feet, where an officer of the designated bank will be available there with a laptop and predefined days. One person who is a business correspondent appointed by that bank in 10 by 10, that is a room, 10 by 10 room, that is 100 square feet. He will be sitting there on, will have a laptop, will have an internet connectivity. He will have an access to the accounts of the people, and for transacting the business, he will be provided other stationaries and all other things, and from there he can work on behalf of the bank. So even smallest population will also have the banking facilities available in this, particularly ultra small branches. Banking facilities in unbanked blocks. There are certain blocks which are identified where there is a zero banking facility. This is identified after taking the survey by the government. And all these blocks, barring few, one or two, are in the northeastern state and 38 in other states. So 91 plus 38. So these are the unbanked blocks in our country. And these are identified in 2009. They had been provided with the banking facility by March 2012. And it is provided also. Either through the brick mortar branch, that is means full fresh branch, or the business correspondent, or giving the mobile van banking also. That is another concept. One is a business correspondent, but business correspondent for 6.5 hours, he doesn't have any work over there. Maybe initially 2 or 3 hours he can work. Thereafter he has to go to another village, and there again he has to work for another 3 hours and fulfill the need of the customers or villagers. Sometimes in the different seasons, like rainy seasons, it may not be possible for him as a person or a business correspondent. The idea came into the existence of mobile banking. Mobile banking means a van. Which mobile van? So mobile van is consisting of the group of the people, one or two, having all the required infrastructure for giving the facilities to those who are having bank accounts, but they are away from the banking's particular branch. So mobile van can serve a better utility, I mean better facility to provide these unbanked blocks. As a next step, it has been advised to cover all those blocks with business correspondent agents and ultra small branches which have so far been covered by mobile van only. USD based mobile banking. This is the latest concept, mobile banking. USD means kya? Unstructured supplementary services data. Unstructured supplementary services data. That is USD based mobile banking. Through your mobile, you can very well do your banking requirement, banking business. The common USD platform for all the banks and telcos who wish to refer to the facility is a mobile banking. They are using this technology, that is USSD technology, with the telecommunication factory, telecommunication companies. They are providing these services. That is what I was right from the beginning. I was saying that technology plays a very important role. You don't depend on the people, mobile van or business correspondent or business facilitators or brick and mortar bank or maybe ATM. All these things are nowadays redundant because you can transact your business through the mobile using the technology of unstructured supplementary service data. This is provided by the telco companies. That is a platform infrastructure. The department helped the NPCI to get a common USSD code. That is, this particular unstructured supplementary services data, they have given one code which is of *99# for all telcos. More than 20 banks have joined the National Uniform USSD platform, NEUP, of the NPCI, and the product has been launched by NPCI with BSNL and MTNL. They are the service provider, or they are the provider of this platform with this code which is under the USSD. USSD based mobile banking offers the basic banking facilities like money transfer, bill payment, balance inquiries, merchant payments, etc. on a simple GSM based mobile phone without the need to download the application on the phone as required at present by IMPS based mobile banking. So this is the technological revolution or technology revolution. By taking all this into consideration, there are certain steps taken by the Reserve Bank of India. What are those steps taken by Reserve Bank of India? Let us see. RBI has permitted the domestic scheduled banks, commercial banks, excluding the RRBs, because RRBs are coming under the net of public sector banks, to open the branches in the centers of the population up to 99,999 without taking permission from RBI. Now, there is no requirement if any bank wants to open the branch, full-fledged branch, where the population is less than or up to 99,999. Only this small population, at least there will be one bank functioning. SCB, that is state cooperative banks, excluding the RRBs, to open the branches in rural, semi-urban and urban centers in northeastern states and Sikkim without having the need to take permission from RBI. It's another step. State cooperative bank, excluding RRBs, they are permitted. You go ahead without asking us, RBI says, without asking us, you go ahead and open the branches. But where? Rural, semi-urban, and that two areas where northeastern, right from the beginning I am saying northeastern, why we are saying northeastern and Sikkim and all these things areas. These are the hilly, very remote, very less population. But any bank intend to have the branch over there, RBI says, Reserve Bank says, don't come to me. You go and straightway open the branch. Only you report to me that having opened the bank branch. New private sector banks are required to ensure that at least 25% of their total branch networks, that should happen in semi-urban and rural areas on ongoing basis. So these are certain steps or certain guidelines issued by Reserve Bank of India. If this is the situation, what would be the impact of banking revolution on the banking sector? The Indian banking architecture changed dramatically, making full use of the technology and the government policy, customer requirements, as also it is assessed by the banks, and they have developed their own operational model as well as suiting to the requirement of the customers. They have started functioning or started giving the services, and the people and the industry, not only to the people but also to the industries also. This includes the centralization as well as decentralization of certain product and services to the customer. This has a direct impact on the various functional areas, including the bank branch managers and their roles and their responsibilities. Now you will understand that why I have taken this branch banking, understanding branch bank, what is branch banking means. Because unless any bank manager knows this basic background, how the Indian banking system works and how it is evolved, he cannot be a perfect manager to work in the branch or in charge of the branch. With this, I have finished first chapter. Thank you.